Hey friends, what's cracking? This is Teacher Briggs with another podcast for you. In this podcast, I'm going to give you useful expressions to say goodbye. Yes, I'm going to teach you formal and informal ways to say goodbye. This is such a simple word that many students ignore different possibilities. I will show you formal ways, informal ways, and even slang goodbyes you can use. I hope you like this podcast. Make sure to share it with your friends. Here we go. Formal ways to say goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye is actually quite formal, and people don't even use this word as much. It is often used in situations when you will never see the person again. You can use it, but keep in mind you will sound a bit serious and quite formal. In business situations, a simple bye is much better. In my personal opinion, avoid goodbye. There are different ways to sound polite when saying goodbye. Take care. This expression can be used in both formal and informal situations. It is very commonly used in formal situations though. But don't worry, you can say this to your friends as well. No biggie. I look forward to our next meeting. That's quite formal and mostly used in business situations. It means you want to keep in contact with the person. Have a good or nice day. Very commonly used at stores and restaurants, this is a formal way to say goodbye to someone. You can even change the word day and say something else like weekend or vacation, depending on where you are, for example, at work. Good night. Yep, believe it or not, it is formal. But when it's late in the evening and you are leaving, going back home. But it's okay if you say this to your friends or to your family members. No problems. Informal ways to say goodbye. This is my favorite part of this podcast. There are so many cool informal ways to say goodbye. Let's take a look at some of them. Bye or bye-bye. Okay, these are the most popular ones. Not much to say, they are very common and you are okay to use them in most everyday situations. See you later! You can use this with friends and co-workers. Sometimes just saying bye is not enough. You can say this expression as a way to say bye. Oh, one important thing is the pronunciation of the word you. You should say see ya. Okay? Talk to you later. Same idea of see you later. Take it easy. This expression has different uses, but one of them is to say goodbye. It is very informal, okay? You can definitely use it with your friends, but I wouldn't say this to my mother or grandmother, you know what I'm saying? I'm off. Really nice way to let people know you are ready to say bye-bye. With this expression, it is a good idea to use some compliments before and after, so people understand you are going to tell them something. For example, right then, I'm off. You can even give an additional compliment after the expression, explaining why you are leaving, like, I gotta pick up the kids from school. See ya. Short way to say see you, which is a very common way to say bye. Talk to you later. Very similar to see you later. When texting, you can abbreviate this phrase to TTYL. Have a good one! I remember saying this to a student once, and he looked at me with a confused look on his face. A good one? What, teacher? Have a good one is a casual, very popular way to say goodbye. You can say have a good day or have a good week, or be a bit more casual and say have a good one. Slang goodbyes. Here we go. Catch you later. I've heard this expression so many times in movies. It is very popular. It is very similar to the idea of see you later. Keep in mind, it is very informal. I am out of here. Very similar to I'm off. As I explained, you can give some compliments before and after, like, anyway, I'm out of here. I got an important meeting tomorrow morning. I gotta go, or I gotta get going. These two options will let the person know you are leaving and you are saying goodbye. You can continue speaking after this. For example, "Hey Susie, I gotta go. It was nice to see you. Take care." There you go. Now you are ready to rock with these new cool ways to say goodbye in both formal and informal situations. I hope you were able to learn new expressions with this podcast. Help me spread the word and share it with your friends. Thanks, Teacher Pricks.